Nick is back in the studio, and we're getting ready to roll with our usual method to wrap up crunch time on a Monday with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That's right. It is time for the Richter Scale. On a Monday, final segment of Crunch Time, I bring up the biggest stories from the weekend in sports, and Steve and Alex, when he's here sometime, they will rate how big of an impact it had on the sports world. And we begin with bowl season. Started on Saturday, five games happening all day long. The biggest game of the day was, of course, the Ducks taking on the Broncos of Boise City. The Ducks defense got all the big highlights with Arion Springs doing an Odell Beckham Jr. impersonation on his interception, Troy Dye returning a fumble 85 yards for a touchdown, and Tyree Robinson's 100-yard pick six. The offense did their best to get back into the game, but come up short, losing 28-38. How would you rate the Vegas Bowl?
Nationally among Oregon fans, for me, I need some more specifics here.
All of the above.
I would say if it wasn't on ABC and with Herb Street and Reese Davis, been about a 4. But since it was the bowl game, since it was Oregon and Boise State, and it did have some interest, I'm going to give it a 6. Not overwhelming.
All right. Kenny Wooten is not only going to score, Kenny Wooten isn't going to let you score. The freshman had back-to-back games with 6 blocks. He then added 10 rebounds and 13 points as the Ducks held Fresno City without a field goal for the final 12 minutes of the game to win 68-61. How big of a win was this for the men's basketball team?
Yeah, we've got a deal where we pick our player of the game, and even though Elijah Brown had 20 points, I went with Kenny Wooten, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 5 on the offensive glass, and as Nick just said, those 6 blocks. The difference, as subtle as it seems with Central Arkansas, of going into the non-conference season with how the Pac-12 has played during this non-conference season, 10-3 or 9-4 is big. That's an 8.5. That was a subtly important win for the Ducks on the road, first road game.
Even bigger news for Ducks football. Defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt is going to stay at Oregon for next season. Cristobal was showing his recruiting power, getting Leavitt to remain DC at Oregon, or it could have been the pay bump up to $1.7 million a year. Maybe that was the leading factor. Could be. How important was this for Oregon?
Well, if you think about it, Nick Aliotti was the defensive coordinator in 2013, 2 years of Coach Pelham, a year of Brady Hoke. It would have been Leavitt. It would have been a fifth defensive coordinator over 6 seasons. It was important just for continuity. Those numbers don't add up to success. So I'm going to give that one an 8 as well.
The afternoon slate of games in the NFL was being hyped as some of the best of the year. Seattle taking on the Rams and the Pats going into Pittsburgh. Turns out only one of them actually was the game of the year, as the Rams ran all over the Seahawks and the Steelers end up getting Dez ruled out of a win against the Pats. How would you rate these games living up to their hype?
Well, the Rams game was obviously a blowout, and it was quick and painless. Steelers and Patriots lived up for maybe some of the wrong reasons, but the Niners and Titans, you know, you had right. The Tennessee team right in the thick of it. So I guess I'll do literal math here. 2 out of 3 were good. I'm going to give it a 6.67.
Okay. It is playoff spot clinching season in the NFL. The Eagles started last week winning the East. They now have a guaranteed bye as well. The Jags have clinched a spot somewhere in the playoffs, either at worst a wild card team. They could also win the AFC South after the Titans lost to the Niners. The Pats won the NFC East for the 9th straight year and the 15th time in Belichick's 17 seasons. How would you rate how the NFL playoffs are setting up so far?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I like the fact that you, even with the Ryan's out the door, you've got Buffalo lingering in the picture. You've got some fresh blood locked in. You've got the traditionals that are going to be there in New England and Pittsburgh. In a lot of ways, considering some of the issues the NFL has gone through this year, they have the opportunity to finish on a real high note with and the Rams back in the playoffs, some comeback stories, Minnesota, the Chargers. Right now, I'm all in on the NFL playoffs, but I'm not going to go 10 just yet. I'm going to go 9.
Last one, Antonio Brown was injured playing against New England, reportedly having a partially torn calf muscle for the NFL leader in receptions and yards so far this season. Brown is for sure going to miss the 2 weeks of the regular season and might be back in time for the playoffs, and maybe especially if the Steelers end up with a bye in the AFC. But can the Steelers actually get a bye without AB? How big of an injury is this for Pittsburgh?
It's the best wide receiver we've seen in a half decade. It's one of the most important players in the league. It's devastating. I don't know that he's definitely going to come back in a month. I've read some medical reports. That doesn't seem very realistic. I'm gonna give that one a 9 as well. They have a good team, a good defense. Their finishing schedule isn't a killer. But as far as them being a Super Bowl contender, which they were without him, I just don't think they are. So, yeah, I'm going to go with a 9 there. And that wraps up the Richter scale for Monday.